This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Local Jewish leaders are condemning the killing of two staff members of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. David Goldenberg is with the Anti-Defamation League. He said he was angered by online responses to the shooting, some of which, he said, were celebrating the attack on the Israeli embassy staff members.
I'm tired. And in case you can't tell, I'm pissed. But I'm also resolved. All of us are. We're resolved that we're going to do better. Because we have to do better. Because enough is enough.
Elias Rodriguez, the suspect in the shooting, allegedly shouted "Free Palestine" upon his arrest. The Chicago man is facing two counts of first-degree murder. Chicago's lakefront beaches are officially open for the summer. Swimming is prohibited at all but five beaches starting on Friday. Water temperatures are currently in the mid-50s. Meteorologist Kevin Burke says swimmers should exercise caution.
I wouldn't recommend people to just jump into it, but certainly if you wanted to walk into it with your feet, you could do that. Those are decently cold temperatures, so you probably wouldn't want to stay in the water too long because you could, potentially suffer from hypothermia.
Water temperatures will continue to hover over the mid-50s over the weekend and into Monday. Burke says lake waters won't reach ideal swimming temperatures until mid to late June. O'Hare and Midway International Airports expect nearly 2 million passengers for Memorial Day weekend. The Chicago Department of Aviation says that's a nearly 5% increase from last year. The busiest travel days will be Friday and Monday. Traffic and long lines at security are expected throughout the weekend. TSA regional spokesperson Jessica Maley says preparation starts at home.
Start with an empty bag. When you grab that bag from your last trip and you don't really remember what's inside of it, that's kind of when people get in trouble at the checkpoint. So start with an empty bag. Only put the items in that you need on this trip. And then remember our liquids rule. 3.4 ounces or less can go in your carry-on. That's really just designed not just to keep people safe, but to keep that line moving.
Maley says airports will be busiest between 5 and 8 a.m. Chicago's festival season kicks off into high gear this weekend with Sueños. The Latin Music Festival is happening in downtown's Grand Park Saturday and Sunday. The event's co-founder, Aaron Ampudia, says it's safe for ticket holders, despite community concerns that ICE agents could be present. Sueños regularly attracts tens of thousands of visitors each day and is popular among Chicago's large Latino population. That demographic has been targeted by the Trump administration's immigration policies. Artists like Shakira and Peso Pluma are headlining on Saturday, and on Sunday, it's Grupo Frontera. Ambudia says the magic of the festival extends beyond the music. The celebration includes the food and fashion.
I think the it factor for Sueños is it's all Latin, right? Celebrating Latin culture specifically for a weekend in Chicago is a must, having Chicago being such like a big Latino population.
Sueños started in Chicago in 2022 and has quickly become a staple of the city's festival lineup. One of the objectives of President Trump's tariff strategy is getting companies to move their operations from overseas to the United States. This strategy is known as reshoring. While experts have doubts this strategy will work, some people in Northwest Indiana hope to take advantage of the policy. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Like many who live and work in Northwest Indiana, Chris Alatas' family has a long history in heavy industry. His younger brother works at a steel plant.
He loves telling the story of working with the old timers that have been at the steel mills for decades, and they tell the history of back when they had 40,000 people working there, and they go even further back before their time when, you know, Carnegie and U.S. Steel were J.P. Morgan and, you know, all these titans of industries were built by industry here in Lake County.
But over time, much of that industry has disappeared. And Salatas, at least in part, attributes that to decisions made by the federal government.
I know my own grandfather was a union steel worker here in Northwest Indiana, and going as far back as to NAFTA, thinking that was probably bad for the industry. And he would tell to me about stories of, you know, businesses leaving after the signing of NAFTA.
NAFTA is short for the North American Free Trade Agreement, signed in the early 90s by President George H.W. Bush with Canada and Mexico. Some see the agreement as having led to many companies closing up shop and heading elsewhere. Now, as head of the Lake County, Indiana Economic Alliance, Salata says Trump's decision to implement high across-the-board tariffs could help bring some of that work back.
And so there's definitely an onshoring here. We've seen a 50% increase year from last year on leads for businesses trying to land in Northwest Indiana. They're not saying that if it's tariffs or not, but we have a lot going on for us here in Lake County.
I'm very bullish on Northwest Indiana, and we've set the stage to be able to continue to attract investment.
Heather Ennis heads the Northwest Indiana Forum, a pro-business group which markets sites to potential clients. She says what this region has is a ready and willing workforce.
The state of Indiana has the highest per capita residents working in manufacturing. So the grit of Northwest Indiana is really driven to make things and grow things. And so pretty exciting to have that workforce that is work ready.
But U.S. Senator Todd Young, a Republican from Indiana, says slow down.
The emphasis should not be on trying to reshore everything that is manufactured.
Speaking last week to the Washington Post, Young says he would like to see a more measured approach to tariffs, one that would bring in more high-valued firms.
That means advanced manufacturing. It also means manufacturing key components and technologies that have some relationship to our national security and our economic security.
In Gary, Mayor Eddie Melton, a Democrat, believes Trump's tariffs on cheap foreign steel could help protect U.S. Steel, the city's largest employer. But he does worry the tariffs could spark a trade war or lead to higher prices for his residents.
It's hard to determine what that impact is going to be. However, we are poised and positioned to grow our economy. We have the land and the capacity to grow transportation, logistics, warehousing, distribution opportunities in our footprint in the city.
The mayor recently announced that FedEx plans to open a new $60 million distribution facility near its airport, but Melton does not attribute that project to tariffs. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
A look at weather on your Memorial Day weekend. Partly sunny skies. We'll see high temperatures in the 60s over the next few days, though it will be a bit cooler by the lake. Next chance for rain is not until Monday night. And a note that we won't have a rundown episode on Monday. We hope you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend and check back in with us on Tuesday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.